Today, I want to talk about a word that might just make you cringe, but that I love. That word? Budgeting.
Welcome to the Money Clarity Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Sciarrocca. I'm a YNAB certified coach and a certified money coach, and I am here to help you stop feeling stressed about money. Together, we'll get your finances organized so that you can finally feel confident about not only spending and saving, but using your money as a tool to go after your biggest, wildest dreams. Let's dive into today's episode.
Okay, so what words just came to mind when I said budget? Maybe restriction, sacrifice, never being able to buy what you want? What if I told you that budgeting isn't about giving things up? It's actually an empowering tool that can help you take control of your money and build the life you've always dreamed of. Okay, I know it sounds crazy, but I truly love budgeting. For me, it's not about just crunching numbers. Honestly, I hated math in middle school. I cried over math homework in middle school. For me, it's about knowing where my money is going and making sure that it aligns with what's most important to me, and then using it as a tool to be able to work towards my bigger goals. And today, I'm going to introduce you to the ultimate tool that has helped me and dozens of my clients do just that. YNAB. What is YNAB? YNAB is a budgeting app, but it's not your average budgeting app, and I've used a lot of budgeting apps. I actually started budgeting way back in the day with a simple spreadsheet that I made myself because everything else that I found didn't work for my situation. YNAB is a completely different way of thinking about your money. While most tools just track your past spending, YNAB is what's called a zero-based budgeting system. It forces you to focus only on spending the money that you have in your bank account right now, today. Not what you expect to get paid next week, only what you have today. It helps you plan for exactly what you need that money to do and what you need to spend it on before you get paid again. Another way I like to describe it is there's the old way of budgeting and the new way of budgeting. With the old way, you sit down on the first of the month, you list out, here's what I expect to get paid, here's what I expect to spend it on. Everything balances, nice happy numbers, you put it away for 30 days, you come back to it and you say, okay, how did I do? At that point, you can't make any changes. What's spent has been spent, what's earned has been earned, right? You just have to look at what has happened. With YNAB, it is a real-time interactive system where you, again, can only spend or budget what you have in your checking account. So it forces you to look at the numbers and say, do I have this? Do I not? But because it's a real-time system, because it's interactive, you can go in, and you should be going in on a regular basis to look to see how things are coming along throughout the month, so that by the end of the month, there really shouldn't be any surprises. So the entire YNAB system is built around four simple but powerful rules. And while YNAB has shifted away from the concept of rules, because let's face it, rules, again, imply restriction, which budgeting is not, concepts still apply. Rule number one, give every dollar a job. You literally tell every single dollar in your bank account what to do. Not more than you have, not less than you have. So if you have $500 in your checking account right now, we're working with $500. Not the $2,000 you expect to get at the end of the week. Rule number two, embrace your true expenses. This is about accepting those costs that you actually have. Things like your Costco membership that come up once a year. You know how much it will be and when it will bill, but odds are you've probably forgotten about it by the time it comes around, right? Or this could also be things like car maintenance, which comes up usually at the least convenient times. But with YNAB, you are prepared. So when it does come up, it feels like just another day in your budget, and it doesn't derail your progress completely. Rule number three, roll with the punches. Let's face it, life happens, right? But YNAB is flexible enough to let you make adjustments in real time based on new information. So again, instead of putting away that budget and looking at it 30 days later, YNAB is meant to be interactive. You should be looking at your budget on a regular basis so that you can make adjustments in real time whenever necessary. Rule number four, age your money. The goal is to get to a point where the money you're spending today is money that you actually earned a month ago, or maybe more. This is how you break the paycheck to paycheck cycle. And this, my friends, is critical. So why is this method so effective? For starters, like I just mentioned, it helps you stop living paycheck to paycheck. Think about the anxiety, the fears, the frustrations, all the emotions that come with thinking about, do I have enough money to make it until payday? YNAB can help you break that cycle. YNAB makes you confront the money you actually have in your checking account. Again, not the money you hope to have in the future. This clarity allows you to make intentional decisions and build confidence in your money management. Plus, it is key for helping you stop overspending. So think about it like this. Let's say you have $1,000 in your checking account and you think, I plan to spend 20 bucks on dinner tonight, right? I don't feel like cooking. It's been a long day. Just gonna grab something on the way home. But if you stop and think about it, what about the bills that are coming up? Maybe your rent is $1,000. Your car payment is $450. And you still have to pay for your phone, internet, student loans, not to mention gas to get to work so that you can continue to make more money. Right? So without a plan, without knowing your numbers, without looking at this and saying, I don't really have 20 bucks to spend on dinner tonight, you could easily end up in the negative, and a lot of people often do. YNAB helps you see exactly where every dollar is allocated so that you know exactly how much you have for that dinner, even if it's nothing at all. In the end, it's about being in control, not just hoping things will work out. Eventually, you will get to the point where you rarely actually even look at your account balances because you're looking at your individual categories. And then when you do check, you might be pleasantly surprised how much is actually sitting there. A couple of my other favorite YNAB features are that it syncs real time across all of your devices. So you can always stay connected with your goals, how much money you have in a category, even when you're on the go. Plus, you can share your budget with your spouse or partner so that you can both collaborate and finally be on the same page when it comes to money. And that is pretty incredible. Budgeting does not have to be confusing or stressful. By shifting your mindset and using a tool like YNAB, you can transform your relationship with money and build a solid financial foundation. YNAB helps you make every dollar count so that you can truly achieve financial freedom. So, are you ready to finally turn that financial frustration into freedom? Are you ready to stop worrying about money and start living with confidence? I would love to teach you more, so I'd invite you to stick around, go ahead and subscribe. And then, when you're ready, click the link in the description to start your free trial of YNAB today. And then also grab my YNAB Made Easy course where I will walk you through everything step by step. Look at it this way. You've got nothing to lose and a future of financial freedom to gain. I know it sounds cheesy, but it's true. If you don't make changes, likely be in the same spot in another year. So go grab your free trial, grab my course, and get started today. And remember, money should be a tool to help you achieve your biggest, wildest dreams. See you next time.
That's all for this episode of the Money Clarity Podcast. My hope is that today's conversation gave you a little bit of clarity and confidence to take the next right step. If you're ready to dive deeper into your relationship with money, you can find more resources, both free and paid, at theexuberantelephant.com/everything. You can also find that link in the show notes. And if you're enjoying the podcast, please leave a rating and review. It really helps the show reach more people just like you. Talk to you next time.